What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Man, it's already Thursday. This week is zooming by. 8 days away until the first Chiefs game. A week from tonight, the NFL will start. Will Micah Parsons start for the Dallas Cowboys on defense?
Well, the countdown is on with a week to go right before the first game. It's not like you got Sunday. You get the all through the weekend or anything like that. Like, it is go time for those Dallas Cowboys and Michael Parsons, right? It's time to get him signed up and ready to go. And he's the last bastion of free agents that is out there in the NFL right now. So everybody else has got their deal done. We'll see if Michael Parsons, as Jerry Jones likes to call him, gets his deal done anytime soon with the Dallas Cowboys. But now he's got this back injury, right?
You know? Is there anything more disrespectful than calling somebody by the wrong name when you know for a fact you're doing it?
Yeah, no, it is very disrespectful. I go all the way back to Roy Williams on this one. And I knew it was very evident that Roy Williams was not happy with Al Bohl, the athletic director at KU. And that's why he went and decided to leave and go to North Carolina, because he didn't get along with the athletic director, and he never referred to him by his name. He's always called him the athletic director, like the man in the athletic director's office. And you know, when he started doing that, I'm like, oh, Roy's gone. He don't like this guy. Like, you can kind of read between the tea leaves on that. But no, like, I think it's very disrespectful for Jerry Jones to be doing that to one of the guys that he's trying to get signed under contract, and for somebody that he wants to be part of his organization. Like, if you really want Micah Parsons to be part of your team, why are you out there calling him the wrong name on purpose in front of anybody? Because I don't know if that's going to move the needle or not to get him more motivated to get a contract signed. I sure as hell wouldn't be.
Be interesting to see. I hope he wins. That's all I'm hoping for, is that I hope he wins and gets away from
Jerry. Like, if 96.5 was trying to get you back, Bob, or whatever, your contract was up, and Speck was like, I don't know, Billy, we'll see what happens.
It's just like, what the hell?
I'm choosing someplace different.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw this.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what it is. And you know, but Jerry Jones, he ultimately does sign these guys, but you know, a lot of them, you know, maybe acquiesce a little bit. I just don't see Parsons acquiescing at all on this side of things. And so it's going to be a real interesting one to see. You know, we got a week to go before the start of the season, so I'm going to bet that he's there. I just feel like it, like, just reading the past and seeing the way things happen with that organization, they always get things done. You know, they big song and dance, and Jerry's admitted, hey, I'm going to put on a show because nothing else is going on. And now that stuff is going on, the show needs to have a curtain call, and they need to get this guy signed, and they need to start this thing moving in the right direction.
There's also another big thing to happen tonight. We have college football, right? Mizzou plays Central Arkansas, and then Big Red, baby.
Oh, Rayola. Yeah. Rayola. Big night in college football.
Big Red, baby. Nebraska University, Woo. Where the girls are fair and the boys are square. That's in the words. Check it if you don't believe me. It's in the song.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. I'm that big. Those songs, you look at the fight songs from back in the 1930s and 40s when they originally wrote these things, and they really don't make a lot of sense for today.
We're going to write this song here for Nebraska Cornhuskers. You know, in Nebraska, the girls are fair and the boys, they're pretty square, huh? See?
Well, the I'm a Jayhawk song has words in it for all the Big Eight schools. None of them exist anymore. Like, they got to change all the lyrics, you know, to that song because it was created when out of Missouri and, you know, all these other schools, Oklahoma, and, you know, all the original Big Eight schools were involved in the league, and now they're long gone from the Big 12, Nebraska and whatnot. But this apparently is a huge, huge game tonight from a ticket standpoint. Sold out Arrowhead Stadium. Mm. There is a tailgate party at Kauffman Stadium on the Concourse and Crown Club featuring over 2,000 people that are going to be going to this thing.
Damn. Damn, baby.
I mean, this is obviously.
Are you put the game on the Jumbotron so you can stay in the stadium? You got
to
get out.
I heard tailgate party. I just assumed before the game, but apparently the lot is full of tailgate trailers. Like, this is going to be, this is what happens when you get Nebraska. This is why you invite Nebraska fans to anything that you're doing from a sporting event standpoint, because any chance to get out of Nebraska, they're taking advantage of, and they do a great job of traveling, man. They really do. Like, you host a volleyball game with Nebraska, you got 20,000 fans there. They filled their football stadium for a volleyball game. They're unbelievable sports fans. And so it's going to be a huge, huge, huge attended game tonight in Kansas City to see this thing kick off. I'd love this to become kind of a regular kind of kickoff to the college football season in Kansas City. They used to do the kickoff classic at the Meadowlands years ago. It was always the first game of the year. Let's make this a regular one. But give us a good program, a traveling program anyway, like Nebraska is, right? You got to have these brand name programs. You don't roll in with, you know, some ancillary school that nobody cares about. You bring a Nebraska to Arrowhead Stadium. You bring, you know, a big fan based school. Like, I would even go after an Alabama and Auburn, SEC type schools, and make it really, really big.
Notre Dame.
You know, yeah, whoever. Notre Dame's willing to take a check.
They
don't care, right? Yeah. Like, you scratch these checks. Like, this could be the start of something really cool here in Kansas City, where this thing just continues to grow and becomes even a bigger game, you know, at the start of the college football season. So it's gonna be wild out there at Arrowhead tonight.
And from the videos I saw yesterday, the Cincinnati end zone looks great. Nebraska end zone, I'm not sure what they were doing there, unless it's just not finished yet. But it looks like there's Chiefs still under it, and then Nebraska goes through it, and it looks like somebody doesn't want you to see the price on the price tag of the clothing item.
Oh, really? Oh,
there was
no.
Yeah, yesterday. I was like, oh, man. And it was like, well, Cincinnati side nailed it.
Oh, no.
I got to look googly at that. Moogly. Yeah. But no, it's a game night, 7 o'clock. Well, that's got to be on ESPN, right? Am I just guessing?
It's somewhere.
I mean, I would assume ESPN's probably who's got it, but it's 7 p.m. tonight. Are you going to partake?
I'll watch some of that game. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
Have the second half on in the sheets while you go to bed.
Probably.
Watch the first half in the living room.
Yeah. I mean, it's a late night in baseball. Like, nobody that we care about is really playing today. Right. I mean, I think the Yankees are the only team that are in action that are, you know, in the playoff race, and they're taking on the White Sox, who got their ass kicked yesterday. Real quick on that, have you guys looked at Salvi's numbers recently and where we are with him and what could potentially be happening with Salvador Perez?
What is he? He's
four homers and 7 RBIs shy.
Yeah, passes what? Amos Otis? Is that who he would pass?
Well, I'm just talking about 300 and 1,000. I mean, he's 4 homers from 300. He's 7 RBIs from 1,000, guys. Woo! This may happen simultaneously. Like, his 300th homer may end up being his 1,000th RBI. Like, that could be really spectacular, right? So, I mean, we've got ourselves a stat watch going on, like a Hall of Fame watch going on with Salvador Perez. for the last 25 games of this season, as well as a playoff push going on. And I was listening to the Chicago guys last night, and they're talking about Hall of Fame case for Salvador Perez. And Steve Stone's like, yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he absolutely is. I mean, he's an MVP in the World Series. He won a championship. Like, they really stressed winning that championship and how big that was for Salvi. But four more home runs and seven RBIs puts him in elite categories. And Salvador Perez, once he gets four homers and seven RBIs and finishes off this season, the Royals get the play. He's a lock for the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. So that's a cool thing, man. I just saw it last night. I'm like, Salvi's getting real close. How close is he? Four homers and seven RBIs shy of two of the most important milestones in Major League Baseball, man. That's cool.
That's awesome. That's a good storyline and narrative to follow for the rest of the year. I mean, along with the playoffs and trying to make it, but that's something fun.
Playoffs? You think this is a playoff team?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not a playoff team, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is that the text line or Alex Gould?
I don't know. The text line, I got locked out of the text line.
I was going to ask you about that.
Is yours the same way? It goes to the Odyssey?
No text line today.
Yeah, they blocked us. We got blocked by the text line.
Good.
Bob's loving it.
Fantastic.
I've already texted the boss about how do we get locked
in. I'm sure he's going to race in here to get that fixed.
He says he wakes up and turns our live stream on, so you can do that as well. However you watch stuff, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, we're available to watch.
And we're beautiful.
Well,
we're the best looking show on the station, guys. It's not even questionable.
Low bar.
Okay. I didn't say that, but you did.
Well, but no, it's funny that you mentioned the tailgate in the Crown Club, because that'd be kind of sick to go over to like Kauffman Stadium,
that would be awesome.
Pinky out of Surfside that has like the security blanket on top that you can close and open. I'm still trying to find those in gas stations.
Oh, they don't have those around. Those are the best. Those are the best,
love it.
Man.
Yes.
They give you the lesson on how to open them when you get to the game. Uh-huh. Here's how you're going to do it. Yeah, I've had 1,000 of these.
Yeah, you have, but some people get there and they turn into like Ricky Bobby with their hands. You're just like, how do I open this?
Yeah.
We'll start tailgate questions. We'll do this every hour. Do you have a song that when you get with like a tailgate group, like when you guys go to Ralph's bus and go to the game, does everybody like pass the aux cord around?
Well,
like,
here's what we do. Ralph is not a DJ and I've adopted that as well. So we have created playlists that we use for tailgating, right? And we just play the playlist and people start asking to play this, you're gone. You're kicked out of the tailgate. That's just the way it is. I mean, don't start asking to play this song, that song, the other song. If you want a DJ, then you hook up your cord and you sit there and you DJ all day long. Ralph and I ain't DJing, but we've created great playlists, and I constantly just add to it as the year goes along and whatnot. And I was going through it the other day. I've got Christmas songs in there because I kind of created it at Christmas time last year. And you know, you just have a great mix, I think, of everything. But I want to create a great tailgate playlist this year. I'm sure everybody else does. So submit them on the text line, and we can create our playlist.
Can't do that.
Oh no.
Yeah. Hey, send us.
Call in.
Send us audio messages on the audio app.
Ooh, that's what we should do. The audio app.
Voice messages, on the Odyssey app. Please do that.
Yeah. Do you guys have a good tailgate song? Like, what kind of gets you in the mood? I think
Return of the Mac.
That's a really good song. Hey. Yeah. But I think when you're in the parking lot and you're tailgating, pretty much any song sounds good. There are certain songs that sound good at Arrowhead, and then you play them on like a Wednesday afternoon at 2:00 in the car going to pick up the kids. You're like, why am I listening to this? But when you're in that parking lot, man, that thing is hitting like the right way every single time. And so there are certain songs that are just great when you're out there having a party, having a good time, having fun. And then there's some songs that, you know, just don't kind of translate over and whatnot. So 80s heavy metal is always on the playlist. Country's on
Metallica,
the playlist. Yeah. Metallica is on the playlist a lot. Bon Jovi makes the playlist. Jimmy Buffett makes the playlist. Taylor Swift obviously makes the playlist. Some Timberlake will be worked in as well.
Little Tech Nine
always makes a Chiefs playlist. And so, yeah.
That is one of those songs, Red Kingdom, where that comes on in my shuffle in the car, I'm like,
right. But when you're at an Arrowhead and Red Kingdom comes on, it just hits differently.
Ripping my shirt off, man. I'm running a route and one hand and mossing you.
Yeah. Love it.
Thunderstruck.
Good one.
Great one, yeah.
Hell's Bells is always a great tailgate playlist song.
I hate that song.
Really?
Yeah, this guy I used to work for, it was like his intro song.
Oh.
Effing sucks. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, this fat ass is about to talk. Ugh. You shook me all night long. You know exactly who the hell it is, Bob. Every time I hear those bells, I feel like I am in hell. So congratulations to him and AC/DC. I don't know, man. Return of the Mac. I'll play like...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Reckless Abandon, because it's like a high pitch, annoying Tom DeLonge Blink-182 song. But you know what? Everybody knows it, even though it's a deep cut for Blink-182. But no, Nebraska, Cincinnati tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. I feel like Jeremy Schapp there. ESPN.
Yep.
You don't have to hang on to it. KMBZ.
It's American Idol.
They do it. But coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.